Take Pep Talk with Meg with you.
A vacation? Oh my God, I can't wait to go. Okay, where are we going to go first?
No, take News Radio along via the app.
Oh.
Just go to your app store, search News Radio 92.3, download the app.
Okay.
And listen to Pensacola's news leader with crystal clarity wherever you go.
And it's absolutely free.
That'll work.
Get it now and tap the app to get News Radio 92.3, no matter where in the world you are. Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
With Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi, filling in for Andrew. If you'd like to weigh in, text 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. So it's about 83 degrees here in the Pensacola area, 83 to 85, depends on where you are, and it looks like it's about 82 degrees at the airport. Going to be have high of 91 to 95 today. So a little bit of a range right there. Tomorrow for Independence Day, 94 degrees. And sunny with apparently does have a slight chance of thunderstorms tomorrow. Very, very little chance, though. Next real chance of rain won't be until Tuesday. We talked about this a little bit earlier, how 4th of July tomorrow is going to be apparently one of the hottest on record around the country. So it's going to be a hot one going on right there. If you'd like to weigh in on the show, give us a call. Text 850-437-1620, 437-1620. Let me share some thoughts about 4th of July, first of all. And later on the show, and in fact, throughout this hour, if you'd like to go ahead and text in your thoughts, your feelings, your pride for America and the 4th of July and what Independence Day means to you. Because then later, after about 8:40, we're going to be, I'll be reading those texts. So I'd love to share just kind of a compilation of everybody's thoughts about Independence Day and their appreciation for Independence Day. So I say that as I lead into my appreciation for America and Independence Day. I grew up, and my parents would argue with us, like kind of in jest, about how much of our blood, me and my siblings' blood was Italian American versus how much of our blood was Welsh American. And so, because my dad's side of the family is all Welsh, my mom's side of the family is all Italian. And so they used to joke and say, well, they're Welsh from their ankles down. And my dad said, no, they're Italian from their head up and they're in and stuff. And so they would try to say most of us. But I could tell you this, me and my siblings grew up really feeling like we're more Italian American. Probably because, you know, we had so much influence from our mother, but also because of, like, the food we mostly ate was mostly Italian-related type of foods. Even though we did a lot with our Welsh side of our family, the Italians are just so loud and boisterous and, you know, charismatic and energetic. I feel like it kind of dominated our feelings. So we felt like we were Italian-American. When I was young, I ended up going to the Philippines for a couple of years. And I remember, even heading there, I was on a plane next to a lady, and she just randomly solicited, "You look very Italian." And I said, "Well, thank you. I'm Italian American." And like, I just, as a matter of fact, yeah, I'm Italian American. And it's Bobby Rossi. I'm Italian, you know. Well, then I go to the Philippines, and when you tell somebody you're Italian American, they don't know what you're talking about. They're like, "Oh, do you have citizenship in both Italy and America?" And I was like, "No. Well, why would you ask that?" Like, it was confusing to me because I'm like, "No, I'm just Italian American." It's like, it's common. Like, you just, I'm Italian American, I'm Mexican American, I'm a Polish American or whatever, a German American. Like, that's common in America. We use these little hyphens. And then I realized very quickly, like, they don't understand hyphens outside of America. You're either American or you're Italian. You're not both. But then it didn't even take very much longer after that that I just finally realized I didn't want the hyphen. I realized that I wasn't, I might have some heritage from my Italian ancestry and Italian family and stuff like this that we brought over to America, but I was born in America, I was raised in America, and I was, I'm just American. I'm not a hyphenated American. I'm just American. And part of that is not just because I get culture from the Italian side of things, but I get culture from the Mexican side of things. I get culture from the German side of things. I get culture from the British side of things and from the Welsh side of things and from the, you know, all these different things. That's part of being American, is I get all this stuff. In fact, I remember when I came home after a couple of years, my mom was like, "What do you want to eat? Where do you want to go to eat? We'll go anywhere you want." And I said, "I want Mexican food." And my mom was so hurt. She's like, "You don't want to go to an Italian restaurant? You don't want me to make Italian food or anything?" I was like, "Mom, you raised me to be like, to know. I know how to make pasta. I know how to make my own spaghetti sauce. I know how to make Italian food. I don't know how to make Mexican food good. I want Mexican food." That's one of the things I miss from America. And so, yeah, I just realized I was not an hyphenated American. I was just a regular American after that. And been that way ever since. Let's go ahead and get traffic on the fives.
There is a vehicle crash, I-10 westbound, right near Pine Forest Road. No roadblock associated with that. Also, a vehicle crash with injuries, Dexter Avenue at Kincaid. Roadway's clear. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
You know, part of the reason why I felt like I was just a non-hyphenated American as well was because I saw what it was like to be in another country. And as much as I thought we had a lot of problems in America, I realized I was like so appreciative of what I had in America after that I didn't want to, like, I've always appreciated it ever since. And since then, I've talked to so many other people who've lived overseas, not just visited or vacationed, but actually lived overseas. And they've all said the same thing, that they just did not realize how much America has and how much better it is in so many different ways. Than other countries, even countries that we consider to be first world. You know, we're not even talking about going to a third world country that's still developing and stuff. So, yeah, I'm just getting to, I was already proud to be an American before, but that just leveled me up to be proud. So it's Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Coming up tomorrow, 7 o'clock at Community Maritime Park at the Hunter Amphitheater is Pensacola Symphony's free Sparks and Stars concert, sponsored by Peter Mouget and Levin Papantonio. We are going to broadcast that live right here on News Radio 92.3, right after Fox News at 7:05. You can tune in. That presentation is going to be done by Pensacola State College. Listen to Pensacola Right Now's Chris Bryan as he introduces the Symphony Sparks and Stars concert right here on News Radio. Followed by that, immediately afterwards, will be the live fireworks show Over the Bay, sponsored by Coca-Cola and Cumberland Farms, presented by Pensacola Young Professionals and the Pensacola Chamber. The broadcast is going to be, the music for the fireworks is going to be broadcast on News Radio as well. That's presented by Penn Air Credit Union. Then, so looking forward to that tomorrow. It's going to be fun. So basically from 7 o'clock until after the fireworks show's done, probably like 9:15-ish, just tune in to News Radio 92.3. We got it for you. You can listen to you can download the app as well in order to listen to everything. By the way, what is the largest fireworks show for 4th of July? Actually, the Macy's 4th of July fireworks celebration in New York City. I didn't know that. Kind of cool. Pretty cool. According to the American Pyrotechnics Association, Americans spend about $2.8 billion dollars on fireworks every year. 2.8 billion. Wow. That's for the whole year, not just for 4th of July. 4th of July, we spent about 1.5 billion of that. About half of it is for 4th of July. China, by the way, is credited with the invention of fireworks. Italy is credited for making fireworks bright and beautiful by discovering the use of metallic powders to create the desired colors. Pretty cool. Pretty cool. All right, we're going to get a quick break. Actually, no, I want to hit this one more time. U.S. life expectancy is on track to reach a record high. That's right. The death rate fell in 2025 again, and it's the lowest recorded rate in more than a century of keeping up with these records. And we're looking to have yet another high following last year as far as life expectancy goes. And, of course, we did have a little spike during COVID, but after that, it's been just dropping again. This has been a downtrend, like ongoing downtrend for decades, actually. So this is one thing I want to bring up with this. I have a lot of friends who are like obsessed about, we've got additives in our food, and we've got, you know, red dye, and we've got microplastics, and we've got all these things that are killing us. We got to purify our food, and we got to get back to having whole foods again, blah, blah, blah. We're going to die. And I'm like, I'm not saying we shouldn't. We definitely should do something about microplastics. We definitely should do something about additives, especially harmful additives and stuff. But with a capital B-U-T, but we are living longer than we ever have before, despite those things in our foods and drinks and stuff like that. So it's clearly not killing us. Not as much as what the hype would make it seem. So I'm all for wholesome and trying to improve health and improve things, but let's not be over exaggerative at the dangers of it. There's more people living to be over 100 years old than ever before, and like a healthy 100. They're not really struggling. We're doing really good, and I think that was a good key point right there. All right, we're gonna get a quick break. When we come back here, going to get an update from David Wayne over in the newsroom on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
As a business owner, you've got a lot on your plate. Managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and our HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Employing made easy. AvalonHR.com.
The I-10 Wired TechNet CyberCoast Summit returns October 28th to Pensacola Beach. This is the Southeast's premier cybersecurity and technology conference. Get connected with top experts and explore the cutting-edge trends shaping our future. From AI to robotics to national security and healthcare tech. Discounts available for students, military, and government employees. Don't miss out. Secure your tickets today at itenwired.com.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida, brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hi, this is David Williams. I'm seeking re-election to the Escambia County School Board in District 3. I worked for 35 years in the school system, where I've made a difference in students' lives, where I help increase the graduation rate, making sure our schools are safe, and ensuring our students are college and career ready. Please visit my webpage at davidwilliams3.com and view my platform for District 3. Re-elect David Williams, Escambia School Board.
Paid political ad by David Williams for Escambia County School Board District 3.
Be at Community Maritime Bar tomorrow at 7 for Pensacola Symphony's Free Sparks and Stars concert. At 9, the fireworks will be synchronized to the music on News Radio 92.3.
Hit that running and try to meet the masses. Go get yourself some cheap sunglasses.
That's Go Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi, filling in for Andrew. If you'd like to weigh in, text 850-437-1620. I'd love you for you to text. Go ahead and text right now. I'll cover it later. Your thoughts, your appreciation for America and for Independence Day. And I'll read those texts later on the show. 850-437-1620. 4th of July, presidents. Three U.S. presidents died on July 4th. John Adams and Thomas Jefferson, who coincidentally became, they were political rivals in their young years. And after both of them became president, I guess the burden of presidency bonded them. They became very, very close friends later in life and pen pals. And coincidentally, they both died on the same day, July 4th, 1826. James Monroe was the other president who passed away on July 4th. He passed away 5 years later, July 4th, 1831. On the flip side, one president was born on the 4th of July, Calvin Coolidge in 1872. Let's get traffic on the fives with PJ.
Still working that vehicle crash, I-10 westbound, right near Pine Forest, no roadblock associated with that. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much. Let's go over to David Wayne in the newsroom. David?
An appeals court is allowing the Trump administration to go ahead with a plan to remove national park signs it claims are disparaging Americans. Last year, the administration directed parks to review signs for messaging that emphasizes matters unrelated to the beauty, abundance, or grandeur of natural features. Critics called it an effort to whitewash history. The death toll from the Venezuelan earthquakes has climbed now to nearly 2,600. Over 12,000 people were injured in last week's earthquakes. Over 38,000 are still unaccounted for. And Bobby, the unsolved case in the murder of JonBenet Ramsey is the subject of an upcoming production by Netflix. The online news magazine Tudum announced yesterday that Melissa McCarthy and Clive Owen are starring in a limited series called The Murder of JonBenet Ramsey. No word yet on when that's going to be released, but might be an interesting program.
Wow. That's been... You know, that's been over and over and over for years and years and years. It keeps coming up, the JonBenet Ramsey case. Now it might end up being that way with the Samantha Guthrie's mom case. Like, goodness, Nancy Guthrie.
Yeah, just like one of those cases that captivates the nation.
Yeah, yeah. And the JonBenet Ramsey one, I think it was JonBenet Ramsey was the one that was the first one I remember that was really a case that was just like hit nationally that. That stands out in my mind. I know there was other ones as well. Back in the 50s, there was a kidnapping of a child, of a celebrity child and stuff like this. But the one I remember in my lifetime was the JonBenet Ramsey one. So, yeah, it's pretty wild. David, share your thoughts about the 4th of July, if you can for us. And, I've shared this before. David is a veteran, and so we appreciate all of his service and everything. So I'd love to hear, David, your thoughts on the 4th of July, Independence Day in America.
Well, absolutely, Bobby. You know, I am so proud to be an American, and I'm so happy that we have the chance to celebrate on the 4th of July. And I love everything about it. I love the fireworks. I love the get-togethers with family and friends. And it's wonderful to celebrate patriotism. So that's my thoughts.
Love it. Love it. Love it. So thanks again, once again, for your... for your service. We appreciate that. And let's go over to PJ. PJ, share your thoughts about 4th of July and Independence Day and such.
Yeah, no, I love 4th of July too. It's a good time to reflect on our nation's history, where we came from, talk a lot about divisions in our country, but I kind of feel like it's the one day of the year where we can kind of all get together for love of country and do a grill out, watch some fireworks, and have a good time.
Yeah, love it. All right, Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. If you'd like to weigh in, call or text 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. There is a I got another story here for you as it pertains to Ashley Moody and Byron Donalds. A lot of people are saying they're making a ticket and everything but a name. Of course, Ashley Moody is running for re-election for U.S. Senate. Well, her and Byron Donalds keep attending campaign events together. And so some people are saying if it looks like a ticket, sounds like a ticket, sounds like a ticket, then maybe it's a ticket. Meaning Byron Donalds is going to be running for governor. And as he's running for governor, it looks like Ashley Moody may be his lieutenant governor choice. So, not positive about it, but that's kind of the way it's looking right now. It more and more. So we'll have to see what happens with that whole ordeal here in the state of Florida. It's Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay and Bobby Rossi. Send it for Andrew on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Foster. Iran Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei's coffin is on display in Tehran ahead of a six-day funeral procession.
The 86-year-old cleric was killed in the first moments of the war that started with U.S. airstrikes on February 28th. His family members, who were also killed, include a son-in-law, Khamenei's eldest daughter, a 14-month-old granddaughter, and the wife of Iran's new Supreme Leader, Khamenei's son, who is still in hiding after reportedly being hurt in the attack.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. 260 million Americans spend the holiday weekend under extreme heat alerts.
This includes most of the eastern half of the lower 48. Air temperatures are feeling anywhere from 100 to about 107. You throw in the humidity, and that is the game changer. It feels more like 105 to 115.
Fox Weather's Craig Herrera. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It is 8:31 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. It is a very warm Friday. Right now we've got already this morning 86 degrees with a 101 degree heat index. So definitely watch that heat if you're going to be out celebrating on the beach today. Well, FEMA has approved an additional $1.4 million for Alabama's ongoing Hurricane Sally recovery, including $1.2 million to repair the pier at Gulf State Park. The funding brings the total public assistance money provided to Alabama for Sally recovery to now more than $292 million. FEMA covers 75% of eligible recovery costs under the program. Well, Perdido Key Beach Access 3 on Perdido Key Drive will be closed starting Monday. Crews are going to demolish and remove the bathrooms there. The closure runs through Friday, July 10th. The access point is expected to reopen on Saturday, July 11th, weather permitting. It will be open this weekend for the 4th of July. Other Perdido Key access points will also be open as that one is closed. A Fort Walton Beach couple is behind bars and a woman is on the run following the discovery of human remains in a shallow grave in Freeport last week. Martin and Sandra Leverton, both 63, are charged with accessory after the fact to capital murder for allegedly helping murder suspect Isabel Johnson avoid arrest. 38-year-old Johnson is wanted for murder and considered dangerous. She is described as 5'3", with brown hair and hazel eyes, and could be using an alias. If you have any information, contact Emerald Coast Crime Stoppers. Well, starting Monday, Pensacola residents that call 311 could hear a new voice on the end of the line. The city is launching a new AI assistant named Penny.
We've have a 30-day soft launch period where she's going to answer overflow calls during office hours if other constituent services teams are busy. We'll handle calls from reporting a tree limb that needs trimming to a pothole that needs filling and everything in between.
And that is City Administrator David Stafford. Penny was developed by Polymorphic. And will handle overflow calls during the 30-day soft launch while the system is learning. The city says it will incorporate feedback from that period before expanding her role. It's also developing a broader AI implementation committee across all departments. Now, two Eglin Air Force Base pilots will be among more than 100 military aircraft flying over New York City's Hudson River this weekend as part of the America 250 celebration. Pilots Mauricio Aguidello and Casey Johnson were selected. They fly F-35s. They'll be joining four other Eglin F-35s making the trip. They'll head to Burlington, Vermont today, launch Saturday morning for the Hudson River flyover, then return to Eglin on the same day. Now, Florida has a new tool for finding missing children with autism. The Florida Department of Law Enforcement's new Spectrum Alert system went into effect this week, designed specifically for kids on the autism spectrum who go missing. The alert's been used once for a missing Volusia County teenager who was found safe. Autism specialists say time is especially critical when a child with autism goes missing due to their unique behaviors and vulnerabilities. It's 8:35. PJ's got our traffic on the fives.
Travis brought to you by Mothers Against Drunk Driving. For victims of drunk driving, your grief is unique, but you are not alone. Call the 24-hour victim helpline at 877-MAD-HELP or visit madmadd.org. Taking a look at the big board, still working that vehicle crash, I-10 westbound right near Pine Forest. No roadblock associated with that. Also, a vehicle crash with injuries, Dexter Avenue at Kincaid. Roadway's clear. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, PJ. Channel 3 forecast with Brooke Richardson.
We are going to be seeing a beautiful day today, mostly sunny skies, 10% chance of rain, high near 92. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 81. For Saturday, your 4th of July forecast looking nice, sunny but hot, temperatures near 92 degrees, 30% chance of rain. Saturday night, temperatures dropping near 82. Heading into Sunday, mostly sunny skies, 30% chance of rain, high near 91. And Sunday night, temperatures dropping near 82. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
And right now, already 86 degrees, 101 degree heat index with a heat advisory in effect across the area. Could see record temperatures this 4th of July weekend across much of the nation. 836 at News Radio 92.3. All right, well, your money now this morning. Markets closed today. But yesterday, the Dow closed at closed up 594 and three quarter points at 52,907. The S&P closed up a fraction of a point at 74.83 and a quarter, and the Nasdaq closed down 207 and a quarter points at 25,832.63. 10-year bond rate was up at 4.48% yesterday. Now commodities. As of this morning, gold is up 57.80, 41.83.50. Silver up 162 at 62.66. Bitcoin is up 462.17 at 61.972.65. And oil down 7 cents. West Texas Intermediate at 68.62 a barrel. Brent crude up 12 cents at $71.92 a barrel. Taking a look at our holiday gas prices, always fun to look at. $3.82 is the national average for a gallon of regular today. Florida's statewide average is actually down today. It's $3.81. Yesterday it was at $3.83. A week ago, also at $3.83. So not a whole lot of fluctuation this week. Looking at our local fuel prices, $3.52 is the average in Escambia County, $3.56 the average in Santa Rosa County. Well, the Labor Department says employers only added 57,000 jobs in June. That's way less than expected. They expected 115,000 jobs on that report. And there are signs that if you have a job, though, you might be more likely to keep it than you would have been a few months ago. Unemployment fell slightly to 4.2% across the nation. Well, a new report says OpenAI is in talks to give the Trump administration a 5% stake in the company. The Financial Times says the proposal would involve other American AI companies also giving the government similar stakes. OpenAI is the company behind ChatGPT. A 5% share would be worth more than $42 billion. Google's lost an appeal of a multi-billion dollar fine alleging competitive practices in Europe. In 2018, the European Commission imposed a record-breaking fine of nearly $4.7 billion against Google, alleging that it gave an unfair advantage to its own Android apps. 8:39, our next news at 9, and breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
You don't need someone yelling at you.
You just want someone to say what you're already thinking.
That's MVR. Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins. They take the biggest stories of the day, cut through the nonsense, and say the quiet part out loud.
The American people have had enough.
Well, except for white women 55 plus.
There are a lot of white women that lean left.
Usually with a little sarcasm.
Thankfully, we know all the sane ones.
MVR. Weekdays 11 till 2 on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620. Informative, local, dependable.
Everybody was kung fu.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot!
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
It's an ancient Chinese art, and everybody.
Yes. So it's our frivolous topic of the day, which later we'll read your texts pertaining to your thoughts about Independence Day, your appreciation for America, and things like that. But right now, for our frivolous topic of the day, got to get into this one here. What are your thoughts about humanoid robot companionship? Yeah, I saw this story that China is making humanoid robots that look very realistic. And they're called UB Tech U-World U-1. That's the new model. It's billed as the world's first full-size humanoid robot. And they look very realistic. They have emotional, like expressions on their face, and they state that these robots can they can lip sync, they can, you know, like do things like that, but and they're supposed to be like companionship robots. I'm like, oh, this is weird. This seems a little weird to me. So what are your thoughts? Would you get a humanoid companionship robot? Is that something you would be like, yeah, sure, I'd try it out? 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. So we'll get your thoughts on that. 850-437-1620. Share your thoughts on humanoid robot companionship. I don't know. I'm quite confused at this, to be honest. I don't think so. This is going to be a no-go for me. But we'll talk about it further. Maybe there's a scenario where I would, but we'll see. All right. So while we're waiting for that, let me share some stats about the 4th of July. So 56 people signed the Declaration of Independence. Only two of them actually signed it on the 4th of July, though, in 1776. Charles Thompson and the infamous John Hancock. There were only two men who actually signed the Declaration of Independence on July 4th, 1776. The other 54 delegates signed them over the course of a month. One signer later recanted. Richard Stockton, a lawyer from New Jersey, became the only signer of the Declaration of Independence. It was after he was captured by the British in November of 1776 and thrown in jail. After years of abusive treatment and recanting his loyalties, he was finally released, just to find all of his property was destroyed or stolen by the British. His library was one of the finest of the colonies, and it was burned to the ground. So, yeah, that's a rough story there. The average age of the signers, 45 years old. Yeah, only 45 years old. That is bizarre to me. Like, they were so young. So young. And so, in fact, two of them were 26 years old. Now you had Benjamin Franklin, on the other hand, he was actually 70 years old. But wow, something else. All right, Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi filling in for Andrew. Is that all I had on there? Oh, wait, one more little tidbit before we read your text. Would you get a robot companion, a humanoid looking, like it looks like a human? Would you get that as a companion around the house or something like that? 850-437-1620. All right, one more little tidbit for about Independence Day. There is something written on the back of the Declaration of Independence. There is. It is not something written in invisible ink like the movie National Treasure tried to show. Instead, according to the History Channel, it's a simple message written upside down across the bottom of the signed document. It reads, Original Declaration of Independence, dated 4th July, 1776. No one really knows who wrote it or when, but it was believed to have been written as a label during the years of the Revolutionary War because parchment was frequently rolled up to transport. So it would tell you what it is without having to unroll it. Kind of cool. All right. UB Text U World U1 is a new humanoid robot. It has hair. It has what looks like to be skin, even though the skin looks kind of plasticky, but it looks like skin. It has fingers, the whole works. It apparently has emotional expressions, and they just launched it and it already has 13,000 orders for them. And they cost about $17,000. They're calling it an ultra bionic humanoid robot. So I asked the question, I was like, what's the purpose of this? Apparently it's just companionship. Have it around the house for a companion. So would you, it actually, when they launched it, they actually showed a guy like doing ballroom dancing with the robot and stuff. Okay, this is so weird to me, but okay. Would you get a humanoid robot? PJ, humanoid robot in the house. As a companion.
Let's do that traffic first. I-10 and 110 are both flowing smooth right now. Mobile highways clear through Beulah. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives. And the short answer is no.
Short. Why? Why not?
First of all, it's just weird.
Super weird.
Secondly, it's kind of like those blow-up dolls people used to get, except for now it's a robot. I don't know.
Yeah, that's what I'm afraid of.
Just weird.
Yeah, it makes me uncomfortable. No doubt about it. It's like, this is uncomfortable. This doesn't feel like it's supposed to be going this way.
That's right.
Yeah. David, humanoid robot as a companion around the house.
Well, I had to look the robots up because I couldn't believe what I was hearing, that this exists. And after looking it up, it appears as though they've made these robots into young blonde women. And I don't think Kelly would let me have one.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
I've got human companion at home. I don't think I would be able to get a humanoid robot.
Yes. Gotcha. Yeah. That makes sense, actually. Yeah.
But, who knows what these things can do down the road? I mean, maybe it could get up and cook you dinner or something, clean the house. If it could do that, then maybe she'd let me have one.
So it would be the housekeeper.
Yeah, you know, like the
you'd be okay
Jacksons.
With the humanoid robot as long as it's the housekeeper.
Absolutely, yeah. If it would clean the house and all that, I'm okay with that.
Gotcha. Okay. This is I'm a no on it. Not that I wouldn't have a housekeeping robot though. I just don't want it to look like a humanoid. I think that's the part that gets me. I'm okay with having a robot in the house. But I don't want to have like a robot that can cook, it can clean, it can do whatever. It can dance even. I don't care. But I don't want to look like a human. That's the part that freaks me out. I think it's weird. All right. 850-437-1620. Here's a text says, I think it would, what did it say? Oh, here. Why buy one when you could just wait until they take over and then force you into servitude? True. So, that's very possible, especially with AI developing and all of a sudden they get taken into a, they just take over that way. The only robot I'd want is one like Rosie on the Jetsons. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So that's what I'm saying. But see, Rosie doesn't look like a human, and Rosie's like, she's kind of sassy too. That's kind of cool. No robots. I still haven't talked to Siri or Alexa. When does Clint show on the scene for us gals? Oh, that's true. You know, so you got this. You need to have a one for the. Well, see, they have boy ones though too. See, actually, most of them are the boy ones, and they look like K-pop stars. That's like the boy ones that they've come out with. So, kind of like David was just saying. He looked at them, and they look like blonde women and stuff like this. I was like, yeah, but then they have the other ones that look like K-pop male stars. So that's for the women. Then let's see here. Yeah, so I think the consensus is nobody's really that comfortable with the humanoid ones, but apparently in China they are. 13,000 of them already been ordered. It's crazy to me. All right, Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Max Verstappen, he's an F1 race car driver, and he just roasted Lego's new Formula One cars. So last year, Lego, for the British race, whatever they call it, I don't know what they call it, but the British whatever, they built what looked like an F1 car out of Legos, and they had the drivers, a couple drivers, take turns driving it around the track. This year, they decided to do something a little bit different. They're building Lego cars enough for every driver, but they're smaller and they're a little more blocky. Doesn't look as realistic as an F1 car type thing. But that's what, you know, that's why they could do this. Like, that's why they could build this. So with that, that's why they could build 22 of them instead of just one, is my point. Well, with that, not everyone's liking it. Max Verstappen, one of the top drivers, told reporters this week he'd rather stand on the back of a truck and wave, saying that the F1 drivers should not look like kids and clowns trying to ram into each other. Lewis Hamilton said off mic that he wasn't going to drive them. Then he said on record he hadn't decided. And later a Ferrari spokesperson confirmed that he would be driving them. So to be clear, Max Verstappen probably will drive on Sunday. So will Hamilton. And they'll probably like it a lot more than they think. But Lego isn't building these cars for the drivers or to win the drivers over. They have found already just by building Lego sets, the F1 Lego sets sell like crazy. So they're building them for an audience that has already shown that they're interested in F1 and they're interested in Legos. And they're just hoping that the drivers will go along with it. So kind of an interesting one right there. Another text here. No robots. I have trouble now with Siri and Alexa being jealous over me. That's funny. Oh, shoot. I said the S word. And now my phone's trying to talk to me. No, stop it. I don't know. I like AI. I like robots. I just don't want to look like a human. That's the big thing for me. Bobby, here's a separate question. We'll go ahead and get into this part here. I've been asking you to text in your thoughts about Independence Day and the 4th of July and your thoughts about America. And so we'll go ahead and read some of the responses that came in here. I'll start with this one. Bobby, would you have signed the Declaration of Independence? Absolutely. Yeah. Because I'm already like to my core all about freedom and independence. Like, I've joked many times in the past that what my political views, people are like, are you seem like you're really conservative. You're this and this. And I'd say, I'm like a libertarian leaning conservative, maybe. When it comes down to it, my political views are this: stop telling me what to do. I'm like a 14-year-old kid. Stop telling me what to do. I don't like the government telling me what to do unless what I'm doing could negatively affect somebody else. That's the only way. Like, there's so much. I just don't. So, yes, I definitely would have signed the Declaration of Independence because I wouldn't want some freaking monarch telling me what to do. I remember when there was a British, like the British royal wedding, and there was all, and then the queen died, and there was all these things. And when I was on the air, and people would be like, oh, how come you're not talking about this? I go, because it's not my king. I was like, I'm part of the crowd that was like anti-king and is grateful to have this country that isn't. Like, why would I care about what goes on with the monarchy over there in England? It has nothing to do with me. Like, I was against that. Like, my ancestors were. So, yeah, I definitely would have signed the Declaration of Independence. A couple texts here. My family has been here in this country since 1690. And my belief is that if you don't like the country, just move to another one. Well, that's, you know what? There's both people on the right and the left that say that. But then there's people on both sides that also say, I'm just trying to make it better. You know, I don't like what's happened. I'm just trying to make it better. I shared my experiences at the beginning of the show that I lived in the Philippines for a little bit. And my experience in the Philippines made me even more pro-American than I was. But I was already pro-American. I was already very proud and very patriotic. But it made me next level. Because pre-Philippines experience, I was a hyphenated American. I went by, I'm Robert, I'm Italian-American. Bobby, I'm Italian-American. You know, I mean, my last name, the whole work, it's very ingrained in me to be Italian-American until I moved to another country. I went, never mind, I'm just an American. Born here, raised here. Yes, I have some influence from my heritage, but my main heritage is American. And I got a text here that says, anyone who's been to the Philippines, India, or Mexico, they should especially have a great appreciation of the United States. Another text here, America is the best country that you can be and do whatever you want. Yeah, absolutely. There's a reason why we have so many illegal immigrants in America. We keep talking about controlling this. My thing on the illegal immigration I've talked about many times is I'm not anti-immigration. In fact, one of my concerns about our illegal immigrants being here is that we don't have an affordable solution for the poorest of the poor in other countries to come here to America anymore. We used to. That was the whole Ellis Island thing. We used to have a way for the poorest of the poor to come here and have a better life. And now the only way for the poorest of the poor to come here and have a better life is to sneak into the country. And that's a problem to me. Another text here. Grateful, thankful for Independence Day. As a child, a young person, did not fully appreciate all the significance. Truly being an American is special, and we are blessed. We have to teach our children and grandchildren to remember each year where we came from and what freedom really means. The cost of freedom is so high. Yeah, absolutely. And then another text here. America. America, where a radio host can sing musicals on the radio. Yes, that would be me. I often sing musicals when I had the afternoon drive show. Speaking of musicals, I was thinking about this because one of the factoids pertaining to Independence Day that we've been sharing today is that King George III was the king when we declared independence. And so that reminds me of the song on Hamilton. Before I get to that real quick, let's go ahead and get Traffic on the Fives real quick.
No delays or accidents to report. I'm PJ with your Traffic on the Fives.
All right. So that reminds me of that song from Hamilton. I love this song. It cracks me up. Let's go ahead and play this for you. King George singing about the revolution.
You say the price of my love's not a price that you're willing to pay. You cry in your tea, which you heard in the sea when you see me go by. Why so sad? Remember, we made an arrangement when you went away. Now you're making me mad. Remember, despite our estrangement, I'm your man. You'll be back soon, you'll see. You'll remember you belong to me. You'll be back, time will tell. You'll remember that I served you well. Oceans rise, empires fall. We have seen each other through it all. And when push comes to shove, I will send a fully armed battalion to remind you of my love. Da,
da, da, oh boy, da, yeah. There you go. So you can put that down. That's a fantastically written song there. So you'll be back. And if not, I'll send a fully armed battalion to show you all my love. And then the whole song just cracks me. If you haven't seen it, you should check it out on YouTube. It's quite funny. Yes, musicals for the 4th of July. What's wrong with that? It's Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi, filling in for Andrew. Andrew will be back on Monday. I do need to share one more time here. Tomorrow, 7:05, you can catch the Symphony Sparks and Stars right here on News Radio 92.3. And then right after that, we have the fireworks show. And so we had the broadcast. So the actual show itself is the broadcast for the symphony starts at 7:05 right after Fox News. We'll have Chris Bryan introduce it. And then, like, it just flow right into the music for the fireworks show. So you can download our mobile app to listen to the music that way as well. All right, you guys have a great 4th of July, Independence Day. It's been wonderful to be with you this week. You have a great day. Bye-bye.
Local news every hour and breaking news when it matters most. News Radio 92.